Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
This was a situation where I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, midway through February, did something that a lot of teams didn't. They recognized that Tom Brady was serious about free agency. And one of the things that's especially interesting is the Bucs, at one point, were getting a little antsy. They weren't trying to pressure within internally when it came to going after another quarterback, but they did recognize if they felt like they weren't going to get Brady during the early stages of free agency, they needed to start crafting other plans. Instead, though, they remained stoic. They shot their shot, they waited for free agency to open, and they struck. They had done a self-analysis and realized that they were in a position to offer Tom Brady the things that he most coveted. And quite frankly, when it got done, they were in the best position to show Tom Brady that they were the spot for him.
You're a rich girl, and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
Tom Brady is Daryl Hall in the breakup. That was declared by Hardy earlier today.
And he's a good singer, right?
That's who you're hearing.
Obviously, compared to other crap he played.
Well, you don't know.
Hardy said this would be like Hall & Oates breaking up with Daryl Hall making the call. And Belichick is Daryl Hall, having made the call to break up.
Who do you expect great things from? Daryl Hall is going to break up Hall & Oates, and we're both going to go solo. Who do you expect more from?
You expect more from Bill Belichick in the long run. In the short term, I think Tom Brady is going to be in a better position to succeed and play at a high level and win more games than the Patriots win next year. So when it comes to Tom Brady, why Tampa? Why did he choose Tampa Bay? I think that's a question a lot of people probably have. Well, how did Tampa end up being the team that got?
Well, obviously he's got the weapons there. Okay, so you got really good weapons already instilled. You got an offensive-minded head coach that has said it's going to run your offense. I'm going to help you tweak it. So there's that understanding. We're going to be collaborators, right, throughout this thing. Weather's good down there. You're playing three road games and some bad weather potentially. That's the most. That's it. Maximum of three. I wonder this, too, from the TB12 perspective. As Hardy had some fun right there with his stores. Good job photoshopping those stores in there. I know we're dealing with coronavirus here. I know we've got a national shutdown, but they are probably chomping at the bit for all the TB12 people to get their butts down there to scout facilities. Hey, this may already been in the works with the people he sat down and had dinner with at Burns Steakhouse. You know, Bill Gates and this Vanek guy that's an infrastructure builder. We could put a 10,000 square foot store in here for you. They could be telling him at the stadium, who's the owner? Glazer, right? Malcolm Glazer's the owner. No, we're going to build one here at the stadium for you. At the stadium. We don't have retail space, but we're going to put one at the stadium. Our players are going to use it. I think that was part of the pitch down in Miami, too. There's going to be so much pitched about this TB12 that Brady's like, oh, I can't wait to get down there. They're probably packing up trucks driving down. You don't need to get on planes. Get all the stuff, pack it up, sell this. And what does it do for the one at Patriot Place? Interesting there, huh?
Not really.
Okay.
I'm not that interested in that. I'm more interested in, you know, why is it that Tampa Bay ended up being the pick for Brady?
And Alex could be their first hand.
There's a few reasons why we could see that being the case, but we need to put this conversation on pause to get to some breaking news.
Oh.
This is Breaking Sports News.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
According to Ian Rappaport and his source, the Lions have traded for Patriots DB Daron Harmon. Daron Harmon joining Danny Shelton and headed to the Detroit Lions. We do not know what the Patriots get in return.
Daron Harmon gone. He will join Jamie Collins in Detroit with Matt Patricia, the head coach. Daron Harmon traded by the Patriots. We don't know the return, obviously, but that's an interesting move in and of itself.
It's probably a deal that got done at Super Bowl with those two spending so much time together, Bill and Matt.
Ian Rappaport says that it's a flip of late round picks.
So that signals to me a salary dump.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Yeah, because you're not getting a player in return, right?
Right. You want the money off your books. You didn't want a player in return.
Yeah, we'll take him. Good player. He's played a lot. Your starting safety still are McCourty and Chung.
Evan Lazar says that frees up about $4.5 million.
There you go. There's your reason why they did the deal.
Well, they get back in a Brady sweepstakes.
They've got no money under the cap.
They don't have money.
This is what we talked about yesterday. They need to free up money.
It's almost like
if they're going to make a deal.
We have to do Devin. We have to do Joe Tooney to keep this train rolling a little bit here. Like, we can't just trust everything into draft and free agency to bring guys in, not knowing. We know these players can play.
All right, so here's a question then. Well, you know, with this team, they go out and they sign McCourty. They keep Tooney. They lock up older, pricier guys. They don't have a quarterback.
Or maybe they think they do, and they're going to draft them. Like I said, I watched that whole combine of quarterbacks. There's not one guy that steps out of that crew and says, wow, that guy's a franchise
guy. Let me rephrase. They don't have an established quarterback.
Right.
So do they have to do all those moves?
Probably not. I mean, was Garoppolo established? I mean, his own head coach said he's played fewer games than Baker Mayfield. I don't even look at Baker Mayfield as an established guy.
Like, there's some thought there that could you blow the whole thing up?
No. No, you can't, because you solidified your whole line. You got a Super Bowl, Pro Bowl type line. You do. You got a good line. All you do is figure out tackle. You got a bunch of guys that played big games and big time games and played well together. You know, especially when when it was stacked against you, down 25 in a game, coming back in this Super Bowl, trying to keep Brady upright, throwing for 505 yards just to keep pace with the Eagles, blocking that crew that the Rams had last year. You had a good offensive line. Your strength on offense is your line and your backs.
Yeah, assuming health. They weren't very good last
year. They're
going to run the ball. Plenty of problems.
They're probably
going
to run the ball. Keep it safe. Coach up Stidham. Don't turn the ball over, kid. Make throws when we have to. Get it to Edelman. And Sanu will be okay. He'll be healthy, and we'll get you another.
I mean, you say the line. I'm not even sure we know who the team's left tackle is.
I said that. I said you got to figure out left tackle.
You can say Isaiah Wynn, but
I got him there. Yeah, with help.
I just don't know how you don't. My point of bringing that up again and bringing back is that I'm just not sure how good you can say the line is without knowing that situation. Like, Andrews being back would be huge.
Would you bring Hoyer back?
Would I bring Hoyer back?
Yeah.
For what?
Say if he gets whacked. Just to be like that veteran guy could play a game or two.
I think he stinks.
Would you bring Brissett back?
Yes, I'd give that a shot.
See, I'd be more interested in Brissett, too, because of the age.
I don't think he's all that good, though.
No, but he's
a lot of money for a guy who's just okay.
Been here and knew the system, though. You need guys that are familiar with things. Like, you know.
But that's a bridge. That, to me, is not a guy you build around.
I'm not saying you're finding a guy out there.
Right, which brings me back to the point of this. If you've only got a bridge, and you're only just looking to grab a guy off the trash heap, would there have been any value in stripping it down?
I don't know. Hey,
clearing house.
Based on the type of money you gave Tooney and McCourty, that could be.
What are the really good parts of the Patriots roster?
Their secondary.
And
their line.
So their offensive line we're counting as a strength, which I think is suspect.
Yep. You already lost defensive players.
Their secondary. That's it. They've got a great secondary.
Yeah.
Stephon Gilmore is out of this world. This week, they lost Jamie Collins and
Shelton.
They lost Kyle Van Noy. They lost Van Noy. They lost Jamie Collins. They lost Tom Brady. They didn't have much at receiver last year, and now they're all a year older. Their offensive line, I'm sorry, doesn't have a left tackle, but we'll say it's good for the sake of the conversation. and they've got a secondary. Okay.
What if they draft?
I think there's a case to make for a lot of teams in this league that have better rosters than the Patriots.
What if they draft Justin Herbert?
You still have Ted Karras on the offensive line. I know you don't. He just announced signed a deal with the Dolphins.
How much do you get?
He is at four. Hold on 1 second.
Jesus. Van Noy's going to have fun down there.
1 year, $4 million contract. Ted Karras, gone to the Dolphins.
And he got some nice bumps from player incentives, too, for playing time. But say you go out and draft Justin Herbert, who I don't think is a top flight guy. And not everybody's gotten pegged first round pick. Say you grab him at 23. What's that an indicator for you that, ooh, we found our guy?
Well, that's like a full rebuild.
We just find another guy. Yeah, because when you buy, it becomes like what we were with Bledsoe. Like you're in
Brady had a way of making up for inefficiencies on the roster. You don't have that safety net anymore.
Okay, so you took Belichick's, crutch away. Like that was Bill's crutch in essence. If I screwed up on defense or if I didn't play Malcolm Butler, Tom would bail us out. Or if Tom had issues and could complete passes in a Super Bowl, you know what we do? We're going to D up. We're gonna bone up against the Rams. We're going to play zone. We're going to switch it up. They were so good at complimenting each other. That's gone now.
Let's get to the action update. We'll get to more of your calls coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
This was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So, I did a quick video earlier and said, man, what if? Right? I ain't no numb. But now the what if is like, is he? I keep hearing it, but if he is coming to Tampa, somebody's at championship. Oh, but wait. Let me not get too excited. We're going to try our hardest to get y'all to the playoffs.
Jason Pierre-Paul. I don't even know what he said there. I was walking back. What did he say? Give me a T-Bone. Give me a recap. What did he say?
I couldn't tell you.
I just splashed hand sanitizer right into my eye. You see that?
Water it down.
You see, I just went like this and it went, I got a droplet right in my eye. Hazards. Hazards these days.
We're work hazards and we're warriors.
It's a work hazard. Oh my God, right in my eye. Ah!
That poison eye!
Let's go to your phones. Ronnie's in Saugus. Ronnie.
Hi, how's it going, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
Just wanted to talk about
what's going on, man? How you doing?
The free agency. You talked about it earlier. How, you know, wide receivers like Emmanuel Sanders, guys like that, they're not going to be coming to New England anymore. And now for the next 2 years, we have to go through the draft. So just want your thoughts on that.
Well, we've been giving you our thoughts on that.
What if you draft a quarterback high? You know? What if you bring a Jalen Hurts type in second round? You know?
I don't think you have an advantage over anyone else with Jalen Hurts.
I'm just brainstorming.
You ready to call games next year? I'm not sure you're mentally prepared to call games without Brady.
Talked to my play-by-play partner last night.
Yeah?
He was having one, too, as I was having one. And talking about the good times, how fortunate we were to call the amount of games.
Remember the good times.
For the good times.
Remember the good times.
Give me that song, Tom. Lay your head upon my shoulder. It's called For the Good Times.
Justin in Chelmsford. Justin.
Hi, what's up?
Jesus, what was that? Did you throw a Yeti?
Yeah, you sound like a Yeti being thrown across the room.
All right, so what's going on? All right, so I have a comment and then a question at the end. So comment is, like, me, my whole family, pretty much everyone I know, we're all big New England fans, but we're taking a two-year hiatus. Like, I don't even care about the Patriots. I'm all in with Brady.
Well, then you're not that big of a fan. You're not that good of a fan.
When I think of Brady, that is, like, how I became a New England fan. But anyways, my question is, if, you know, God willing, they both ended up in the Super Bowl, I think, what do you think most people in New England, who they would want to win, and who would you guys want to win?
That's how I know you're not a good fan. You have to ask a stupid question like that.
Oh. Patriots would miraculously make it to the Super Bowl. Oh, by the way, what were their odds?
Who would you root for? The New England Patriots. The same team I've rooted for my entire life. Thanks. Kidding me with that? Like, yes, I'm going to support and root for Brady when he's not playing New England. When he's playing anybody but. That's why I rooted for him to go to the NFC. Because I can root for him more there than I could in the AFC.
First time in, since 2003 you could get these type of odds. Patriots minus 2,000.
To get to the Super Bowl. That'd be great, huh? A long time ago. Anybody got an extra 100?
Coaching's still good, right?
God, you know, here's something I'm rooting for. Here's something that I am rooting for personally. I'm sure the team is not rooting for this, but I am. I'm rooting for us to lose all the Johnny-come-latelys that only enjoyed the Patriots because they were the... You back off that mic a little bit? Yeah, thank you. The Johnny-come-latelys that only wanted to watch football and root for the Patriots because they were so incredibly good for two straight decades. Like, we can afford to lose some of them. Oh, I'm taking a two-year hiatus from being a Patriots fan. What? That's not how it works. That's not real. That's not how you do it. Nope. Erroneous. That's not how you do things.
Let's go, Pats.
Are you kidding me?
Let's go, Pats.
No. No. Angelo in Maine. Angelo.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, listen, I was thinking Super Bowl 55. That's in Tampa, right?
Yes.
I mean, how crazy would that be if Brady could bring the Bucks at home stadium? First time that ever happened. What a
leg
for Brady right there.
Yep.
Be fun.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Would be. I saw that they were 8-1 beforehand, and now they're... I want to get that updated Super Bowl odds. I got an email about this last night, and I'm like, is this right? Current odds on the Super Bowl? I want to double-check this.
Super Bowl odds... went from 66-1 for the Bucs after the Super Bowl to 40-1 after the Tom Brady rumors to currently 12-1.
I saw on March 3rd they were 8-1.
Are you sure that wasn't the conference?
It is conference.
Conference odds went from 20-1 to 7-1.
Because what I thought that was insane. I was like, how could that have been 8-1? They no way. So that makes more sense what you're telling me. Yeah, according to Bet Online, on March 3rd, they were 8-1, and now they're 3-2 odds. Oh, I'm sorry, I have it wrong. Thank you. It was a conference odd that they had in their email.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you. Good catch. Good. Bill in Leominster. Bill.
Yeah. Hi.
Hey.
About Chris Godwin, number 12 for the
Yes, sir.
Bay Bucks.
Yep. He's going to need to change his number.
You think so?
Yep.
No, not at all.
He offered Sanu number 12 when Sanu was coming, so I'm wondering how flexible Brady is.
If you're the Bucks, if you're the team, you want Brady wearing 12. You do. You don't want him switching numbers.
Does Brady want to wear 12, or does he want a new start?
Maybe he wants a new start.
How about him going back to 10?
But I'm telling you, if you're the Tampa Bay Bucks, you want Brady in his 12. You want
12.
Him to
you
be
want the 12. You want to see him run out of that tunnel in your 12 jersey.
It's just so attached to who Brady is as a player.
Yep. Marketing climax.
Yes. Yeah, yes. The marketing of him, the TB12 jersey. You know,
yeah, TB12 beach now. The workout area, and then just have it... You do a lot of the stuff that they do in the sand. You have your own TB12 beach.
Yeah.
And so much upside.
Like Muscle Beach.
No, yeah, not only that.
Gulf
like,
Beach.
It's the TB12 beach. It's the TB12 method. It's the TB12 yeah. store. It's, you know, everything that he does is branded TB12.
Alex has full access to the locker room. Just blends with everybody.
Chris Godwin.
Meet my friend Alex.
Get a new number.
Mm. Yeah.
Your receiver wearing 12. Get a receiver number. Thanks.
If they do like a cool outdoor TB12 beach type of thing.
Cookout.
You know, like Muscle Beach out in wherever it is.
Yeah.
Venice? Is that where Muscle
Beach
is?
Yeah.
They got all the free weights out there.
Yeah.
Is it just all bands? Is it just a bunch of different like stretching and pliability stuff out there?
No, you got the balls. You got the
bouncy balls.
Bouncy balls.
Balls? Yeah. Balls and bands?
You got the boxes you jump off on.
Sure.
Yep. Stretch it, yep. Basketball hoops.
Basketball hoops.
He has basketball hoops in his TB12s.
All right.
Yep.
Jump ropes. You got jump ropes in there?
Yep, cookout area. A little cookout area. You can put some TB12.
What?
Bacon strips. Flavored paper.
I think they'd...
I'd love your Ron John shop. That would draw my ass in there so fast. Because I like Ron John.
I know.
Like, I love surf shops. Like, give me the... When I was a kid,
I'm surprised to hear that.
I bought sex wax. It was, I think, just because it said Mr. Zog sex wax.
Yeah.
But it's for a surfboard. You rub it on.
What'd you do with it?
I don't know. I just sat in my room. It's just cool looking. Didn't use it for anything.
Ocean Pacific. You have some OP gear?
OP snap. Oh, I had the OP, was it the velour ones at the rib?
Oh my God. I had those.
Those are the dressy ones.
You have the OP long sleeve tee?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All the cool kids had those. Not the t-shirt, long sleeve. And then you can just roll your sleeves up. And you take your sunglasses off, put them in the back of your shirt, and just walk around. And Oakley wraps.
Oh my God.
TB12 it now.
Mike in Gloucester. Hey, Mike.
Good morning. How are you, boys?
Hello. How are you?
Hey, Beto, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still here.
Beto, I'm so proud of you. I'm about 25 years older than you, but I was a WMUA alumni music director.
That's great.
Very recently, I saw an interview with you. When you walked into that radio station, you knew that was going to be your life right there. You become like a treasure in New England. So
treasure,
really
just, a
treasure, really, 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 just
wait a minute. A treasure or a treasurer?
I think he said treasure.
He's a sports treasure.
Treasure. Boston. Okay.
And check is in the mail.
Mr. Zolak, you are too. Come to think of it,
thank you.
And you know what I was wondering? Do you ever do a podcast? Do you ever do a podcast with Alex Scott?
I do not. I've been on podcasts, but I do 4 hours of radio a day, so it kind of maxes you out a little bit.
The reason why I ask is because, you know, you're an NFL professional quarterback. Mm-hmm. So basically, at some point, you were the best in the world at what you did. And I'm just wondering if you could ever do a podcast about all the sacrifices, all the things that you went through to get you to that point. I just think it would be really educational for both adults and kids.
Okay.
All right, Mike, what do you got on Brady?
Well, I just want to say that I was very upset that yesterday, his name was Brady. Yesterday was St. Patrick's Day. We got the whole virus thing going on.
You think he's Irish?
The day that he decided to make the announcement was St. Patrick's Day, and I was just kind of bummed out. It's like it made the day worse, you know?
It was undoubtedly the worst St. Patrick's Day in the history of Boston yesterday.
When did you even sit back?
Yeah, it was a bad one, right?
When did it hit you?
Everyone stuck at home.
When did it hit you? About 5:30 for me. Like, because I started looking on Twitter, and the Dropkick Murphys were streaming live their concert because of the social distancing.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy crap, it's St. Patrick's Day. I totally forgot it was St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, that's why it was a bad one. It was like it didn't even happen. And Brady left town, and we're all... at home.
There was a really, really cool Guinness ad running later in the evening.
I saw that. Yeah, it was.
Hey, we know we're in difficult times, but if we come together and we stay strong, they showed the green river down in Chicago, how it turned green,
and how they're donating all this money.
Yes, 100,000. It was awesome. It's a good commercial. It gave me hope.
They still do the river in Chicago yesterday?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if they did. I didn't ask. They don't go anywhere.
I know.
Boys were crying. They were in their Brady jerseys playing downstairs. They want the new one though. How soon they forget.
So they want Bucks jerseys.
Yeah, they want Bucks 12 jerseys or 10 or whatever they're going to be. We talked to give me some. Yeah. Looking forward to that. Pewter and what is it? Pewter and what? Red?
Nice thing is right now you can just tell them no for anything that they want to buy. You just, nope, coronavirus.
Can't get it.
Right. Dad, I want to go see. No,
you can order it right now. No, we can't. I have no money. Coronavirus.
Yep.
My answer.
Kids don't know how good they have it.
Starting to put a dent in the toilet paper reserves I have. Notice that.
Well, the good news is there has only been temporary shortages of toilet paper. There's still plenty of toilet paper in this world. Yeah. People wipe out the grocery store, Idiots. And then they're filling them back up the next day.
Like, I did talk to a guy next door here at Star that said he did see a considerable slowdown from the panic that ensued last week. Now the shelves aren't being restocked like normalcy, he said. But from people coming in and through that door, he said you do see a little bit of a slowdown.
It's good.
That is good. And some are actually closing to allow elderly and those with autoimmune issues to come in.
Early access,
like 6 a.m. to 7:30. Yeah, I'm not going to name names, but it's pretty cool.
Why not? What do you mean name names?
Name names of stores because people get you're no sponsor. You know what I mean? Some stores are doing that.
Okay.
Some chains.
It just sounded like it was a bad thing. There, I'm not going to say who's doing it.
I think they only want you to not name it when it's something like negative.
Right. Okay.
But some jerk stores out there are positive.
But I think Stop and Shop's doing it.
They are, yeah.
Stop and Shop is going 6 a.m. to 7:30, which is really cool.
Yeah, it's very thoughtful.
Not to name names, but some jerk store is letting the elderly and infirmed in.
Well, you never know.
Everyone else.
You never know when a salesperson
and here's what I would say.
Email a client's piss you
if you're if
name.
You're not, I think it's 65 and over,
Don't know. I thought it just said elderly for elderly and those with immune issues.
I would say if you're not in that category, stay the F home.
Yeah.
Don't go there at that time. Please be respectful. 617-779-0985. Hardy has our headlines, and we'll get back to more of your calls. Tom Brady making his choice to go to Tampa Bay last night. That deal isn't done. I want to talk about the money. What's he going to get for cash? Do that next.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. He got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What do you think he's looking for as he ponders which team to go to?
When you got a guy like Tom, you're just not getting a player that's coming in. You're getting a coach on the field as well. You're getting somebody who's going, you know, you have to understand that how things are ran. He's used to running things or, you know, a certain way as far as the staff goes, as far as being prepared. Deep, very, very detailed, understanding that everybody's on the same page when it comes to winning, that the culture is intact, that guys are about team. I think team is very important versus individualism. He's going to have the latitude and longitude to do a lot of different things. It's going to be about business. He's not coming in. I know he has his production company in California, but he's not coming in to shoot videos and do all that when it's football time. It's football time, and he expects everybody kind of to be on the same page, to shut down and be all about the sport and be all about winning and doing everything they can from week in to week out.
I know it's so bad. But life goes on.
Willie McGinnis on his friend and former teammate.
And this world.
Tom Brady.
Keeps on turning.
What's the money going to be on this thing? $30 million? Maybe more?
I think more.
What are we looking at? How many years?
Let's say 3 or 4.
What's the guarantee?
80.
Oh, 80 million.
Most of it guaranteed. Yeah.
80 million guaranteed?
Well, to get him to come to
Tampa. Oh, damn.
Again. He's going to Tampa. Tampa Bay, man. I mean, maybe give him half ownership of the alligator park down the street. I don't know.
I don't think that's in play. So you think it could be 4 years, up to 4 years, and up to...
It could be fake last year.
$80 million in guaranteed money.
And I'm just basing that off of Kirk Cousins got 66 just guaranteed again. You know, Ryan Tannehill's got 82 guaranteed. 90. I'm sorry, it's in the 90s now. Teddy Bridgewater, 3 for 60. Compare. You know, and you're going all in on this guy. So he should be your guy. It's not like, hey, come in here to compete. Take care of yourself. Your body's good. You get the body of a 36-year-old. You should get 3 years out of him.
Roughly $30 million per year, according to Ian Rappaport. That's what he said last night. I was saying yesterday, 3 and 100. Could be 3 and 100 wherever he goes.
Yeah.
So maybe it's 3 and 100. It's 4 at 125. We'll see what it is. But I got a feeling he's going to get paid well there.
Don't forget, Reese put that 5 for 125 out there. You know, about a week or so ago, that could have potentially got him back here. But
he's not playing another 5 years, so it's really a matter of what the guarantee is.
Yeah,
but man, $80 million. I was thinking like 50.
Sure, come on in. Have Alex come in. He could talk to all the guys.
50 seems reasonable.
Well, it's that Drew Brees number, that 2 at 50, which is
that's what he wanted.
It's like all guaranteed. So if he's going to get more than that, because he's again, Tom Brady, and he's switching teams.
Well, Willie said, you're Tom Brady. You're also getting a coach, a guy that knows systematically how to do it, what drives him. You're not getting your normal player here. You're getting a combo. You're getting an offense coordinator slash player.
Yes.
Great decision maker,
you're
right?
Getting both of those things.
You're getting that. That pays more than Teddy Bridgewater, Ryan Tannehill, Ryan Tannehill's getting paid $830 million a year to just get out there and operate in games. Get in and out of the huddle. Hand the ball to Chris Henry.
Dan and Melrose on Stidham being the next guy. Hey, Dan.
Hey, how we doing, guys? Great show. I want to turn the page on Tom here a little bit, and in Bill I trust. So wanted to hear your thoughts on Stidham. I know he's making under $1 million the next 3 years. I would love to see us load up around him and maybe just draft another rookie QB rather than go out and get a guy like Dalton or anybody else. So thoughts there?
Okay, so you have Sanu. You have N'Keal Harry. You've got Julian. Julian's getting older. That's going to be interesting to watch as this thing unplays a little bit. You still need to get a tight end. You need a damn tight end. I don't care if it's Tom Brady here or Jared Stidham. The tight end position killed you last year. You're non-existent. Last in the league at it. You got backs. You solidified your line. I think Andrews and Tooney coming back are huge. Huge for regardless of who the quarterback was going to be. Figure out left tackle. You know? I mean, get another guy on the outside. I don't know what you're going to do out there. Maybe you're going to draft a guy. It's a pretty deep draft with these receivers. They got a lot of receivers there. Maybe they'll take another run at a receiver early. Don't know. But you got your young punter. Your defense is going to have a shakeup up front. You lose Jamie Collins and Van Noy up front and Shelton, you have a little bit of a shakeup. You don't have as much depth now in the back end with Harmon being traded. So your roster's a little in flux here. But it's March. So, but boy, this NFL year is off and running, huh? Kept talking about this over the weekend. Oh, there's no way they can get anything done this week. Push it back. But, you know, dominoes are starting to drop here. So you just can't fly guys around right now. That's part of the problem. That's to where I think it can hurt that lower-level type free agent, the guy that needs the convincing meeting to get in front. Oh, I like this guy. Good eye contact. Seems like a good person. That's where you sell people on it. But, hey, here we are picking people on football players based on what they do on film.
What was the reaction from Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, after all this sort of came about yesterday? You had mentioned a story earlier, Zoe.
Yep, Kara Gregan.
We'll get to that coming up next.
How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty clear, you know, and I've been repeating this quite a bit over the last couple months, but it's important to note, 2 years ago, he wanted an extension. He didn't get it. It was a one-year deal with $5 million worth of incentives that he could not reach. He did not reach those that year. Last year, he was on the books for $15 million and said, this isn't good enough. He wanted a long-term extension. They didn't come to a long-term extension. They gave him an $8 million raise. But again, he was on the books to start last year as a $15 million quarterback. I think that tells you where Bill Belichick thought this was going. Bill wanted to go year to year. I think Bill continued on that trend, and that's why Brady said, well, all right, you know what? The heck with this. I'm going to bet on myself. I'm going to bet on myself having a big year. I don't want the franchise tag.
I do want to get to this because what happened a year ago has sort of been reported on again. Chris Gasper had some things in his column. We'll get to that in a couple of minutes. What were the details in that Herald story?
That the phone call that he went to Kraft's house, and he also alerted Bill Belichick by phone. And that when he got off the phone, that one person that got off that phone was sort of excited that the world's been lifted off his shoulders and it's ready to go. And that person would be Brady. And if the other person on the other end of the phone understood it, but was somewhat shocked, and that'd be Bill Belichick. That maybe he thought, okay, there's really not a market for him. He'll be back and we'll get him what we think we'd get him at, but get him a little bit of a raise.
Yeah, Karen wrote that after Brady phoned the Patriots coach to fill him in on his decision, Belichick was a little shocked, according to a source familiar with their proceedings. The news certainly did come as a shock Tuesday morning when Brady announced on social media he was leaving after 20 years and 6 Super Bowl titles. It had reached the stage for Brady where he felt finishing his career elsewhere would be best for him and his family. While Belichick didn't exactly overwhelm Brady with any kind of tangible offer, it's now 2 reports, Tommy Curran, Karen, both saying no tangible offer. before the quarterback's contract was set to void on Tuesday and didn't send any kind of strong signal he wanted his legendary quarterback to return, the hoodie was still somewhat taken aback hearing the words. Ooh.
And it's going to be spun that the quarterback wanted to leave. Wherever
it was. Not by me. I'm not spinning it that way. Why was the quarterback trying to get multiple year deals over the last 3 years?
Because he wanted to finish a paycheck.
Why was he trying to get longer deals? Why was he trying to get more security? Why was he trying to do those things? Because he wanted to go play for the Tampa Bay Bucks?
No.
Stop.
No.
It finally got to a point where he was done asking,
yep.
And it got so bad that Bill wouldn't even make him an offer for anything.
Do you think when he was...
No tangible offer? What the hell am I supposed to do? Beg you to work here? What, so Brady's going to beg Bill? Bill, please let me work here. Please give me a contract offer. He said, the hell with this. I'm not going to play this game. I'm out of here.
What's worse, this or Mookie?
Oh, this is far worse.
Because it's happening during the same year.
Because there's 20 decades of history, okay. And there's six Super Bowl titles. And
it's the proven.
He's the best to ever play. Oh, this is worse. This is so much more of a
connection. I texted that to you guys last night. I said this is way, way, way worse.
Way worse. Mookie. Not that Mookie wasn't bad.
No, but
it's bad.
That
too.
Guy got traded away, but you know, because it's reiterated, right, that Mookie wanted to be here, right? Jim Rice is on that. I talked to Mookie.
Worse in different ways.
I want to be there.
Like the Red Sox will be more damaged in the long run because they don't have
him. Right. Like you, I mean, all for all, yeah. You're not going to say you max Brady out because you never know what a motivated Brady can do. You look at him after they drafted Garoppolo. You look at him after Spygate and what the commissioner and the NFL did to him. He came back like wizened vinegar, man. And you're probably going to get that again. He ain't going down there to look bad, I'll tell you that. His ass will be ready to go when September hits for that team, that new team down there. But you could say you 95%ed Brady. You got 95% of good Brady, and that's the Red Sox can't say that about Mookie. You ain't even at 50%. You don't even know what the hell it could have ended up being. You kind of know what it ended up being.
You know
Brady.
What's sad? Mookie Betts had a more amicable departure from his team than Brady did his.
And it shouldn't be that
That's
way.
Brutal.
Brady's the greatest ever played that position. And this is the most. Again, we do sports here. I can't come up with a departure that's similar. I can't. Name one. What, LeBron leaving teams? But that's like, you know, contract's up, it's gone. I'm done. There's a hard salary cap in the NBA. If you wanted this guy, you could have locked him up 2 years ago. How about the multiple Super Bowl runs there? Throwing for 505 and a loss. Should have gave it to him after the 28-3 one. Down 25. How about last half against Seattle? A really good defense, which I think is Brady's best Super Bowl, by the way. I think that is by far his best Super Bowl. The Legion of Boom. And it was you and Shane Vereen and Edelman. That's all you did in the second half. You threw it and you threw it. And they knew you were throwing it and they couldn't stop you. Still no extension. No extension. I know he wanted it because I got it from his group too. And that's why I kept saying, hey, if I were you and I expect a 2 year extension from Brady, we run a damn promo on the station. Because I knew he wanted it then.
Never happened.
Wanted it. Wanted it to do what?
You were only hearing one side of it.
Yeah. Well, you're never going to hear the other side. You got to get it from the coach as far as details and numbers and that. Bill never does that.
No, not about details or numbers. The willingness. You had heard Brady would wanted the extension. So he said, oh, Brady wants it. I mean, that's probably going to come down.
We're back
fruition.
End. Like, we're back. He could see it. We're back end in a dynasty. We got good teams. No teams in the AFC are beating us. We're going to be back again. Let's get an extension. Let's wrap this thing up. Put a bow tie on it. Bookend it. It would have been perfect. Like, this is awkward. He's got to go down there and wear pewter and red. Pewter and red. Ugh. Hold that stupid hat up.
It's a great hat.
It's a nice logo. I wouldn't want to wear it every day.
Great logo. They're not going back to the creamsicle, unfortunately.
They're going back to the good one.
They're going back to their red. Ooh, and their white.
They're all white. Looks nice. See them in all white.
They're
going
to ditch the current uniforms they have. There is one little tweak. I figured out what it is. There is like an orange piping around the numbers. That is going away. So it's just going to be white jersey.
Block. Nice block.
Red numbers with black trim around the numbers. I don't know if we're... Can we show those?
Sure we could.
Are you allowed to show those mock-ups?
Yeah, it's all over social media.
Yeah, is it allowed?
No.
Is that legal?
We're not saying it's definitively the
no, we don't
be a
know.
Stolen That's... image.
It's not stolen. We credited the
UniWatch.
Is that where it came from?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm guessing no.
All right. Sorry. What are you going to do?
I've studied this extensively. I've watched The Rainmaker several times, and John Voight gets very upset in court. He keeps saying, stolen work papers! Stolen work papers! So I'm guessing it's going to fall under that umbrella of
stolen
legalese.
Stolen work papers.
What's your favorite?
Object, Your Honor. Section U is stolen work papers.
What's your favorite John Voight movie?
The Jack of the Magic? She stole that. Stole those work papers. It cannot be submitted as evidence. My favorite John Voight.
What's the one where he's a creepy dancer? Like he did some like show tune. It was creepy.
John Voight did a creepy dance?
Yeah. In some movie, damn it. I'm like, ooh, I didn't like it.
Well, Deliverance. The conversation starts with Deliverance.
Oh,
are you kidding? Come on.
He was pretty good at Wedding Crashers, as cheesy as that movie was, too.
John Voight?
That was Christopher Walken.
I'm thinking of Christopher Walken. I do this.
When he said that, I'm like, did John Voight make a guest appearance in that movie?
Christopher Walken is a real dancer. I mean, he was a trained Broadway dancer.
What was it, the Fatboy Slim video?
Yes!
That's
remember that?
It. I didn't like that. Creep me out.
So you went from John Voight in a movie doing a creepy dance. What you were really thinking of was
Christopher Walken
in a music video.
God, this is like, okay. This is what I do with... Morgan Freeman and the other actor, Denzel Washington.
Yeah, which everyone's always confusing those two.
I don't know how you get those two mixed up. Totally different roles, different ages.
Extremely good actors. Very deliberate. Yeah. You're lucky I didn't slide the... what's his name? Never mind.
Great. 90 seconds, no commercials. I want to get into the Chris Gasper column that was posted yesterday, our Brady's departure. That's next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.